Hi, I'm here at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, and with me today are two special guests. How about you guys introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Dan Gray. I'm the producer with Us Two Games.
And I'm Peter Bashley. I'm the lead developer on Monument Valley.
Okay, so I'm seeing you at the Unity booth. What's your game about? Can you talk about why you're at the Unity booth?
It's a game about beauty and impossible architecture. So you help a silent princess called Ida find her way through these monuments, which are kind of not quite real, not quite unreal structures. And you manipulate parts of those to help you get through to the end.
So it's like a 3D puzzle game, or yeah, I don't want to lower it.
Not necessarily stress the genre puzzle too much.
Sure.
I think it's very much about the environment and experiencing the journey of it is as much solving the problems that are in there.
And what platform did you guys develop for or target? Even though Unity is multi-platform, what is there any specific platform?
iOS release first. Okay. We thought the iPad was a really good fit for what we were trying to make.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
iOS first, and we'll be going on to Android and hopefully other platforms after that.
And then
that.
We don't know what. So yeah. As soon as we get back from the show now, we'll be getting back and we'll be trying different platforms, and I guess we're kind of hoping that other people and players want to let us know what they would like it on, and then we can take a look.
What, I guess, how was your, or why'd you choose Unity, and what's been the benefit or some of the drawbacks to Unity? I mean, have you run into any glitches? I know that can sometimes, like with multi-platform tools, you can run into glitches.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's been remarkably problem-free, and it's been almost a perfect tool. Like, I feel like I'm maybe bigging up too much, but actually, for this game, it's been a perfect tool for making it, because pretty much everything's built in the editor, so everything's done in a visual way. The artists can iterate on everything kind of instantaneously, so I'm not sure we would have been able to build it if we hadn't had such a polished environment.
I genuinely thought you being like uber code guy, what was going to happen was that you were going to get frustrated without getting too deep down into things.
Yeah.
But actually, you've not complained once, so something right must be going on.
I mean, did you look at other cross-platform tools also, or was it just Unity or native?
We have done in the past, but the team skill set was pretty much heavily biased towards Unity, so it just made sense for us to start working in what we knew.
And when you were doing playtesting, did you run into any issues or workarounds that you have to do? Because I know with other multi-platform tools, sometimes you have to do, or like it'll work on one platform, but it won't work on another and stuff like that.
Well, I guess we've been very focused on iOS first. Getting it to work well as a user experience on iPhone as well as iPad has been a little bit interesting, because obviously your screen space is so much more constrained, and we've spent a long time trying to figure out the best way of doing that.
So how did you deal with that, since you're going to make a universal app? How do you deal with the different screen sizes?
So we have the framing on the game is different on iPad and iPhone, so it's a little bit tighter on iPhone, so which means things are a little bigger relatively, and we just have to make sure that all of the interactable parts of the level are not too small to work on iPhone. So it really is a kind of fundamental part of the game design that we need to make sure that it works on different screens.
So I guess, like, originally we were just targeting iPad only. We thought the screen size would really benefit what the game looked like and how it would play. And it was only until about halfway through development that we actually tried it on the phone. I think Peter tried it on his phone.
Yeah.
And we realized that because the art style is so crisp and clear, it is actually really playable on a device of that size.
Yeah. Did you have to use different assets for the iPhone versus iPad? Or?
Nope. It's all the same.
Yeah. And I guess any other tips or suggestions for other developers who are going to do a universal app in 3D? I mean, because I don't know if you had to study frame rates and all these other things.
We spent, obviously with any game you need to make sure that it runs at a decent frame rate on different devices, and you will find that different devices have different quirks about what they like and don't like performance-wise, so it's mainly just a case of making sure you measure it and use, I mean, Unity's got really great profiling tools to figure out what's taking time. And yeah, it's actually been pretty easy.
And did you use any plugins from the Asset Store, or has it just been pure Unity?
We used a plugin called Fabric to do the audio, which kind of exposes the Unity's inner workings a bit more. Other than that, it's mostly, yeah, I don't think we've used any other plugins.
And where can, so what's the release plan? What's the pricing, and where can listeners find out more information about the game?
Yeah, so basically what we're doing now is we've pretty much finished the game. We're looking to a release probably early April. As mentioned, that'll be a universal app between iPad and iPhone, available on iTunes for now for about $4. We're still yet to 100% confirm the actual price, but that's what we're aiming for so far. And we think that's indicative of the quality of the game.
Are you concerned with charging versus the free-to-play thing, where you see that happening? I mean, I know a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not the type of developer that sits on one side of the fence or the other. I think we very much pick a sort of business strategy based around what the game is. And in this instance, a paid-for game works best for Monument Valley. You know, that's not to say that we won't make free-to-play games in the future. We might do. But we'd prefer to be a studio who looks at the design first and not the business plan first.
Do you have your next game in mind already?
I mean, it is all going to depend on how well this game does.
Sure.
So, you know, we're going to get the release out. We're going to check the numbers, see how popular things are, and hopefully we can get people more content if they want it. We also need to get back and start prototyping new ideas, which is something we're really excited for.
And so what do listeners search for in the iOS store to find your app then, when it's fine?
They can just go in and type Monument Valley. We've got
MONUMENT space Valley, VALLEY.
Same as the cowboy place. Yeah, we've also got monumentvalleygame.com. They can go and find us on there. We've got the at us two games Twitter account as well, which is USTWOGAMES. You've also got the website, which is for the main us two site as well, which is the same spelling.
Thank you very much.